Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Again, last night, Oklahoma beats Kansas 85-80. We will continue our discussion of that game, that outcome, including our conversation with Mike DeCourcy from the Sporting News at 8:05, our college basketball insider. We've got some more Bill Self postgame for you. Later on, we will play some Conzo Martin comments from his weekly press conference as Mizzou prepares to host number 19 Auburn. Auburn coming into the game 17-2, 5-1 in the SEC tonight at 8 o'clock at Mizzou Arena on SEC Network. Also, how about this? Congratulations to William Jewell. We talked about William Jewell's coach, Larry Holly, reaching 900 wins this year. Pretty good. Fantastic. Yeah. Outstanding, right? Yep. Well, how about this one? William Jewell beat UMKC last night. And you know what? You know, William Jewell went on a 23-0 run. And at one point was leading UMKC 33-12 before the Ruse clawed back and only lost by 12 to William Jewell. So
what division is William Jewell?
Division 2.
What division is UMKC?
That remains to be seen. But Larry Holly puts on a coaching clinic, so congratulations to William Jewell. One hell of a performance.
Yeah.
I mean, they were up 20 on a Division I school, and they won by 12. Congratulations to those kids. Seriously.
Yeah.
Outstanding effort from William Jewell and Coach Larry Holly and his squad. So congratulations on that win. Fantastic. Unbelievable. So now we and then yesterday I told you I went to the movies. I went to a nice matinee.
Yeah. I love the matinee.
Oh, don't you?
Oh, man.
I liked going to the matinee because at 45, somehow, I was the youngest person in there.
Yep.
Except for my son, who, when he was done with classes, was forced to go to the movies with his mother and father.
Right.
Which is not what he was expecting, but, you know. You bribe someone with Chick-fil-A, they'll probably do just about anything.
That's right. That's right.
But I went, so you know, I've had a long fascination with Tonya Harding and her story. And so I said, I'm going to go see this movie. And then we're sitting here doing this damn radio show yesterday, and the Academy Award nominations are coming out, right? Margot Robbie nominated for Best Actress for I, Tonya, and then Allison Janney nominated for Best Supporting Actress. I said, oh, well, okay, all right then.
Yeah.
Let me go see these performances.
Right.
And I was not disappointed. It was better than I thought it would be. I was going to go see it anyway because it's about Tonya Harding. And once she delivered her performance in Wolf of Wall Street, Margot Robbie has me as a fan.
You're like putty in her hands.
It's like, okay, if you make a movie, I'll go see it. No questions asked. That's what Wolf of Wall Street did for me. You already know that that's how I feel about Leo. You know, we're on a first name basis. When Leo DiCaprio makes a movie, I'm in. All right, I'll see you there. Opening day.
Why?
That was in the movie. And so we lived through it. I mean, I remember it.
Yeah.
And I really remember it because, oh boy, it was my mom in that one.
That was her type of story.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. She's watching that thing. She's all of the coverage. I mean, I remember distinctly one day coming home from school, and she was so excited. I go, what's going on? She goes, Connie Chung is live from Tonya Harding's rink where she's practicing. I go, oh, you're kidding me? Connie Chung?
Connie
Chung. Let's sit down here. Let's have some fun. Are you making fun? No, I'm not. Mom, I know, I get it. Connie, if Connie Chung's here, this is what's going on. And we'd watch, and I remember that, you know? I mean, how, you guys can remember how it was everywhere. It was crazy, right? And how it all played out. And I'll never forget watching that with my mom when in the Olympics, when her shoestring broke and she was crying to the judges and how that drama played out. And everyone was like, is it going to be Nancy or is it going to be Tanya? And then Oksana Bayul, who stole my heart, ended up winning the gold. But this movie, and I thought about it. So first I thought, okay, Jake will love it because it's Margot Robbie.
Right.
And then after I watched the movie, it was very smart, very funny, but at times it got dark, but it was very original. I enjoyed the music, the soundtrack, the way they presented the story, the performances were very good, and the sense of humor. I thought Nate will love this movie.
All right.
And that's a compliment because it was a unique movie experience.
And that's what I like.
You're right.
That's exactly what I like. Right.
And so, but I'm gonna tell you this: if you go see this, so Margot Robbie's great. There's no doubt about that. She was nominated for Academy Award. I think she's good in everything, and she was terrific. Allison Janney as Tanya Hardy,
so good.
Crazy mom.
She's so good.
Lavanna. I haven't seen all the nominees in that category, but boy, she deserves something. She was terrific. It made you hate her. It was, oh boy.
I mean, she's won like a billion Emmys for West Wing.
Man, she was so good.
Yeah, I think she's fantastic.
But this guy.
This is your guy, huh?
Sean Eckert. Do you remember the big guy that was the wear the trench coat that was supposedly her bodyguard, but not really? Yeah. It was just Jeff Galooly's friend.
Jeff Galooly.
He had the mustache. He made me laugh.
Like the members only Jackie guy?
Yeah, at least 5 or 6 times out loud, and I don't think anyone else was laughing. You know, like.
Well, you're with a bunch of retired ladies, right?
Right. And I was just, you know, it was like a bunch of older gentlemen that had taken their wives. They had fallen asleep because they really didn't want to go to the movies to begin with. But damn it, man. Paul Walter Hauser, if you go see it, you have to keep your eyes on him, even if he's in the background of the scene, because he's eating something sloppily, or his reaction to what's going on around him, you know, or just, I mean, anything. He's so funny and so good. And Jake, you'll love him too. I mean, you both will.
He's going to be in the Super Troopers Part 2 that's coming out.
I can't.
They're doing a Super Troopers 2?
Yeah.
You know, and like, so, you know, there's a scene where, you know, Jeff Galooly's on the phone with Tanya Harding trying to make because they're fighting, you know, and then Sean Eggers in the background, you know, what did she say? Oh, you got to be kidding. You don't take that. We don't take that from her. It's just, they always show him at the rink and he's always eating something. And then you find out, how much he had to do with. I use this term loosely, mastermind behind everything. And there's an interview where you got to go see it if you like that kind of thing, man. But I think it's funny.
I'm trying to see it today.
It does get dark at some points, but the way I was really impressed with just the way they told the story.
Yeah.
Okay. And I like the music and everything else, but the performances were terrific. The performances were awesome. I would encourage, but now that I've said go see it, you could bet your ass Jake will not see it. I'm still waiting patiently on him to finish Ray Donovan.
He will, though, because Margot Robbie's
there. Yeah, that
oh, yeah.
That's too strong.
That trumps your...
Thank you.
Yes, your suggestion. Yeah.
But I really, if you guys go see it, please text me right after and tell me what you thought of Sean Eckert's. The portrayal of Sean Eckert in this movie. All right, so you got that going for you.
Thanks for taking 12 minutes to distract us from having to talk about this Kansas game and the way it ended.
Well, now we have the rest of the hour to do that, buddy.
Well, at least you saved us a little bit of time.
Now that you've had to formulate your thoughts, the first hour, I feel like you were feeling your way through that thing. How do you feel about Bill Self's decision to leave Doak in the game to miss all those free throws? Do you think it's going to pay off in March? And by the way, you know what? Let's just start there. Taco Salazar, who you can criticize Taco Salazar all you want, But yep. Taco Salazar has a reputation of asking the questions that maybe make you feel a little uncomfortable.
Probing questions.
But you're going to answer them. Taco Salazar, when he was listening to us talk about, will this get Azubuike ready for March? You said that, well, Bill Self did this when he had a game and a half lead in the conference. He's not going to do this. You know, maybe he'll have a different way of thinking when there's only, you know, a game lead. And you were insinuating that the conference, the regular season conference championship, is more important than what might happen in March. And so Taco Salazar tweets at us and says, isn't it more important to get the squad ready for the tourney than to win a 14th? Hashtag rock chalk, which I don't know why Taco Salazar put that. And so, I mean, that's a fair question. And I'm going to ask you in a moment. I'm going to ask you in a moment, Jake. But Nate, in a surprising turn of events, took to Twitter immediately, and actually has been quite active over the past 30 minutes.
Shocking. It was during a commercial break.
Three, four. You're firing Twitter. I like this. This is what that's called. Listener interaction.
Yeah.
Listener interaction.
Right.
Here's the tweet. So Nate says, not for me. I might be an outlier here, but for me, breaking the record for consecutive conference titles takes priority over everything this year.
Yep.
So it's more important for you for them to win the conference championship than for them to have success in the NCAA tournament this year. All right.
Yep.
Jake Pounders.
In a shocking turn of events, I agree with Nate.
All right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I don't. When I look at this team, I don't think national championship.
Yeah, and I hate saying that.
That's
I'm not saying they can't do it.
No,
I'm not
they
saying
can.
They can't do it, but I'm with
say
you
it.
On that.
Say they can't do it.
No.
I'm not going to say they can't do it.
Say they can't do it. They can do anything. But
they can't do it.
It doesn't look. Yeah, it doesn't.
I get it.
Nate is. I'm aligned with Nate here.
Are you giving up on the NCAA tournament?
I'm not.
It's like, because, we can't win
but
it
if you're
going to
have priorities here, if you're going to have priorities here, the priority is to win your fourteenth straight conference championship.
Yeah.
That's priority.
It sounds a little bit like you're like, okay, I don't think we can win the NCAA tournament, so I don't care.
Well, I mean, one doesn't have to come at the expense of the other to a certain extent. I mean, you know, they're going to play in the tournament no matter what.
Well, you look at the odds.
But you said, I don't see this team. They can't win a national championship.
I didn't say they couldn't. It doesn't when you look at it.
But so it sounds like if they can't win the whole thing, then who cares what they do in the tournament? Like, you wouldn't get excited about a Final Four or...
Oh, I'd be
pumped.
Well,
Final Four just wouldn't... None of it would mean as much to me as winning a 14th
straight. Look, I expect this team to get to the Sweet 16. And then after that, you're playing with house money. Yes.
Okay.
I expect
so
that every
if
year.
If you had a choice of a conference championship or a Final Four this year, what would you pick?
Oh, conference championship's not even close.
Not even close.
Not
Jake.
Even close.
That's
not
close.
No, it's not.
Not
he
for me.
He just said it's not.
Not
I'm not
me.
A Kansas fan, so
for
I don't
me.
Know. Nate is a man that speaks his heart and his mind, and he said it's not even close.
I think when I think really hard about it,
Final Four. Is that why you're sweating?
Am I sweating?
No, you're thinking hard about it.
It seems like if they somehow didn't win the conference and then they went to a Final Four, I feel like that would be a consolation prize.
Yeah. See, for me, this is the different one, and I know Sal likes to twist my words. He texted everybody and said,
Nate
wants to win conference titles over.
Taco Sal would never
like
do that.
Like I've told you, once again, he asks uncomfortable questions, all right?
Right, but then he also, like, you know, twists my words a little bit and says, you know, Nate prioritizes conference titles over national championships.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case on an average year. This is a different story. This year's a different story. They're going for a record. They're going for something that's never been done in the history of college basketball. Teams win the national championship every year.
Now, Taco Salazar, you could say he's just a Mizzou fan poking at you.
Trying
to do the poker joke to you.
Right. You could say that.
Is he
but
doing,
I'm swishing
is he,
my free throws,
Is he
though.
Doing the poker joke to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm swishing my free throws.
All right,
that's
so,
different.
So, so we can write that one off, okay? But what about when Trevor, whose Twitter handle is RockChalkTL1993, says, that's dumb. Regular season accomplishments don't mean anything.
So I assume
and
this kid was
you.
Born in 93.
That's to you.
Right.
Partner,
that was at me.
Now
yep.
Answer that Kansas fan.
That That's just the most ludicrous take. It's just so absurd. Like, so every year, I don't, so you think he was born in 93?
Well, I mean, that's his handle, 1993?
So, maybe it was a good year.
So,
I don't know.
Well, 93 was 93 a good year. Kansas went to the Final Four that year.
That was a good year.
I can tell you 93 was
were you at
pretty,
Mo West?
Pretty awful for me, but that's, you know. When you get to 95, things are starting to happen then.
They're starting to happen. 95
to 94. That's a whole different story, but let's go move on.
I did extremely poorly on my ACT in 1993 because KU was playing in the Final Four that night, and I was so distracted that I couldn't focus.
Well, I can tell you why I did poorly on
excuses.
My ACT.
Yep, it wasn't.
Rock Chalk TL. 12-pack of Natty Light.
Rock Chalk TL 1993 says that's dumb. Regular season accomplishments don't mean anything. Will you answer your fellow Kansas fan, please?
If this fellow Kansas fan was, let's say, born in 1993, then his team has not accomplished anything except for 1 year. This Kansas team, in his eyes, has accomplished nothing except for the 1 year they won the national championship. That's just absurd. It's just an absurd take.
Okay. And by the way,
but it's weird.
Jake,
they give out trophies, they cut down the nets, and they get a ring if they win the conference title. It's a lot of stuff to do for something that means nothing.
Jake, look at me right now. I want you to know that we're building to something in this segment. And we're about, I think, to have a good time.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Is it going to be at Nate's expense? Probably.
I'm putting my other headphone on.
So you two are about to have a good time.
You might. I don't know.
I'm about to have a terrible time, huh?
Maybe. We're building towards something.
Okay, fine.
Because something like this cannot happen. And this is the thing. I feel like we're all friends here, but we all have to be open with what happens, I don't know, in our careers and things like that. And if you try to slip something past me and I find out about it, that means you didn't want me to know, or you're trying to be, and so... We're building towards that. That's all I want to say.
I tried to slip something past
you. Maybe. You haven't said anything about it. Maybe you said something when I was gone, or I don't know. I
feel maybe like I'm...
we'll just see here.
No, I'm really confused.
Nate Buchady.
Yep.
Here's another good tweet towards you, or to you. What's to stop the walk-on guard from doing the polka-dote? Because you guys were talking about you better have depth. That's what I said. You can have coaches telling walk-on players and guys,
right,
hey, get ready because 3 or 4 minutes of the situation's right, you're going to be going there and fouling Azubuike.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. Yeah.
So you expect to see that?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that's to stop it is, do you want to have that walk-on on the floor on the offensive end? You know, are you willing to take off one of your best players to put in that walk-on for a long period of time if he's going to keep doing it? I mean, I don't think you'll see this tactic employed until the end of games, you know. And like I said, the only thing to stop it really is if the guy that you were going to take out for that walk on is so important to you that you can't do without him, you know. But yeah, no, I expect to see a lot of this.
Jake, your thoughts on those topics?
Right now, Mitch Leifert, by the way, is shooting 82% from the free throw line. So
Jake does not like the idea of Mitch Leifert because I thought he was going to run in here when you said that earlier. He was very angry.
Go back and look at his production in yesterday's game.
Yeah, let's do that. Have you done that, Jake? I'm asking a question. Have you gone back to look at his production before you jumped to conclusions?
No, I did not. But I do know the quote-unquote eye test.
What was it? What did you just do that for? What voice was that?
And Mitch Lightfoot is a lesser player than Doak.
I don't think any of us would debate that.
Right. And so why would you want a lesser player in the crucial moments of the game on the floor than a player who's one of your better players?
I don't know. Why would you want a guy that can't make free throws?
Yeah,
because
you can't run
situation.
Your offense because they're fouling the better player constantly.
And then that goes back to my point where this is a problem because of the depth on the team. Usually you would have at least one other big guy who would be the equivalent of Azubuike. That's usually the case from year to year with Bill Self, that when you go to your second big guy, because first off, they're playing with four guards, which isn't a normal set for Bill Self. He's had the ability to do that when he wanted to, but he always had the option of going three guards, two big guys, and he really doesn't have that this year, and you haven't seen them play that way hardly at all. So I think that's the issue for me. And so now you look at what's Bill Self going to do moving forward here. That's going to be the interesting thing. And look, he tried it his way. He tried to instill confidence in Doak, and it didn't work. It backfired. Now,
but don't you got to keep doing it? If the idea is to be ready for,
I think you have to take a step. I think you have to take a step back and evaluate from situation to situation. I think if it happens on Monday, you got to go the other way. If it happens on Saturday, you're at home. That's maybe another opportunity to get, because it's not a conference game. If you lose that game, it's really not the end of the world. So if it happens on Saturday, stick with them.
Do you think there's any chance that Doak improves as a free throw shooter enough through the course of this year that you can leave him in at some point?
No, honestly, I don't think
so. It's hard to picture it. His form is so.
He didn't look close.
No.
His form just looks awful too. Like he puts his hand all the way on the other side of the ball.
And free throws,
he kind of shoots it sideways. He shoots it. I mean, there's no touch. It's just
free throws are. It's repetition, and it's something that you improve over in a long period of time.
And it's not, and there's a mental thing. And if anything, some guys get worse because it gets in their
right?
head so much.
Look at Dwight Howard, Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, those guys were all-star caliber NBA players.
Chamberlain.
They seized under the pressure when they got put in that position. So no, I don't see it getting any better. At least better to a point where it makes a difference in whether he's on the floor or not. Which, you know, can he improve his free throw shooting a couple percentages? Probably not. I don't think he's going to have it's not going to jump 15 or 20% where it should be, where Mitch Lightfoot is. But you know, that's, I think it's going to go game to game, and I think it's going to be different on the road and at home. So it sure gives us another thing to watch all season long.
Oh, it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out.
And which coaches, some coaches might be too stubborn to do this. That's not what we're going to do. We're going to stick to our defensive principles.
Chad says, why is it assumed KU scores those possessions Doak was fouled? OU was up 5 with the ball. OU wins either way. KU couldn't stop them.
What? He's talking about the last two?
KU stopped them like 3 possessions in a row.
And they had the lead.
And KU got 0 points out of those 4 possessions. The point is not that they would have scored every time. It's that they might have had a better chance to score something in those 4 possessions. And yes, they had a defensive breakdown on one of those 3 pointers where Devontae Graham, didn't switch the screen when he was supposed to. Bill Self talked a lot about that. Yeah, that's all true too. But I mean, look, it changed the whole game. They were up by 2, and then they went 4 straight possessions. It was actually, it was 4 out of 5 possessions, because one possession they were able to get Doak in the corner and Vic got a basket, I think it was. But out of, in 4 out of 5 possessions, they had basically almost no chance of scoring because Doak wasn't close on the free throws. It's 4 possessions. So. And the game plays out differently.
You'd rather win the conference title. That's more important than success in the NCAA tournament.
This year, yes.
Would you rather not win the conference championship and go to the Final Four, or win the conference championship and lose in the first round, like as a 2 seed to a 15?
I hate these. That's a terrible scenario.
It's a scenario.
It's a terrible scenario.
You have to decide.
Look, I'll stick with
what I said. Scenario. I'll be honest with you. Can't answer it.
So I'll stick with my original statement. Winning the conference for me this year is more important than anything else. So that answers it right there. It's more important than anything else to me.
Jake,
they have a chance to do something that's never been done in the history of college basketball. They'll be in the tournament next year. I feel confident.
Here we go. Let me. Here's your scenario, and you for both of you. Okay. You lose the conference to Bruce Weber and Kansas State. Bruce Weber and Kansas State wins it outright. But then you go to the Final Four. Or you win the conference and lose to Missouri in the second round of the NCAA tournament.
This is a stupid game.
Oh, I don't want to play. It's not stupid.
I hate this game.
Play.
Yeah. You answer that question right now.
Play.
I will turn this show around right now. You answer that question. Pick one of those.
No.
I'll break if you pick
Which
one.
Which one does Kansas win the conference?
Kansas
losing to Missouri?
Kansas wins the conference
and loses,
but then
to,
loses
Missouri?
To Missouri in the second round
like
of the NCAA
it.
Tournament.
I don't
or
play.
You lose the conference to Bruce Weber and Kansas State outright, but then go on to the Final Four.
Kansas wins the conference and loses to Missouri.
That's right. That is right.
I told you, every answer is going to come back to me saying Kansas wins the conference.
I'm on board with that scenario.
I don't like this scenario.
That's a great scenario. You pick one of those.
No.
You pick one. No, you have to. He did.
Yeah, I'm not afraid.
Right. He's not afraid of that. He's not afraid of two realistic possibilities.
I'm not afraid of your scenarios.
God, but...
But what?
Think about life after you... Missouri not Kansas out of the tournament. Think about what life would be like.
Wow.
It'd be
life'd be great.
Terrible. I might quit my job.
What about...
Man, Jake, you...
What about Bruce Weber stopping the streak? After all you've done, tell me about your life after
Give me the conference championship.
And losing to Mizzou in the second round.
Jake, you're a man who has transformed your life into not worrying about what anyone else thinks or says.
True.
So who cares? Missouri fans will have their fun.
Give me the streak. I want the streak to keep going.
Yeah.
I want the dominance of this conference to continue.
Chance to make history, man.
And I don't want Bruce Weber to win the championship.
What team would you least like to lose the conference streak to? Would it bother you the most? Would it be Kansas State?
Oh yeah.
Sure. That's the biggest rival.
Sunfeller Showdown. Yeah.
Sunfeller Showdown. That's the biggest rival.
If they're going to lose, I hope they lose to... I would wish the championship upon Bob Huggins.
Huggy.
That's who I'd want to if it's going to end...
Not Lon Krieger.
Lon's fine, but they don't really care about basketball at Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's true. Their fans don't care.
But West Virginia, I've worked a couple games. That's a fun place to watch a game. It's a cool... Old venue. I enjoyed my time. I think it had three games there with CBS, and I think they get behind their basketball team up in West Virginia.
Can I involve a scenario that includes losing to Wichita State again in the tournament?
Nope.
Can I possibly?
We got a break.
But that was
why are you doing all this, man?
I want to see what you react.
You realize he's so excited.
I'm not excited.
You're so excited.
I'm not excited.
You're out of your seat excited.
No, I like him to have his feet to the fire for once.
He's squirmy.
Okay, that's
I'm squirmy too.
I'm answering these questions.
You are.
You know, I'm glad I got my glasses on because I'm seeing some true colors.
So I should say we are squirmy.
Back after this on WHB. So I told you I was.
What, are these things on?
Looking at Nate's Twitter feed. And so then I see Nate's Twitter bio. Very impressive resume. It says commentator for Sporting KC, co-host of the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810, correspondent for MLB Network. Retweets are not endorsements. Oh, come on, man. Sometimes they are.
Like Dorse. Endorse.
Okay, for example, go to my Twitter bio.
Oh boy.
And you see what I say about that. I leave the door open. Just enough. Gently. At the very end.
What's his bio say?
It just says, my name is Steven St. John. I host Border Patrol Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., Sports Radio 810 on 38 The Spot in Kansas City or 810WHB.com.
Yeah. Oh, it got erased. Yeah. I usually have retweets. Might be endorsements.
Oh. Might be.
You never know.
I do love your avatar right now.
Right.
It's maybe the greatest Twitter avatar I've ever seen.
A very well-dressed Carl Peterson on a landline. Have you seen that?
I haven't.
It's wonderful. Oh, man.
Go live. I want live reaction.
Right.
I'm very proud of
Leave the mic open.
It's a tremendous.
I'm proud of it. You know,
what's your handle again? I don't follow you.
At SSJWHB.
All right. At SSJ. There you are. Oh yeah, buddy.
Right.
Those gloves. Are those Isotoners?
I'd like to think so. I mean, it is.
Look at that feathered hair.
The
tinted sunglasses.
It's so nice back to
God, that's great.
Back to Nate's. And so then I look down and I see NateBucati.com.
What?
NateBucati.com.
You got your own website, man?
When
damn you.
In the hell did this happen and how am I just finding out about it? Jake, did you know about this?
Nope, I'm checking it out right now, though.
This hasn't always been on your Twitter bio.
Whoa.
Has it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you put your personal email up there? Ooh.
Do you really?
It's dangerous.
I'll email you.
That's the email that I use.
That's the email I use. Well, you put it on your Twitter. You can't get mad at me.
I don't remember putting it on my Twitter bio, but apparently I did.
I just want to know when this...
don't remember.
Don't get mad at it's me. So it's on your damn Twitter bio.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be coming off of that
But
Twitter
I saw
bio,
it. So. It's kind of a memorable.
You're jerking. I like it.
No, so, but no, when? Can you not share this
I mean,
with
I
us?
Just put the website together a couple years ago. Like,
I mean, can I go on there and interact?
No.
Can
it's
I
not
do
for
something?
That. It's a place to post work you've done because I had, you know.
Look how happy you are on
right.
that headset.
I do some.
That's
you know,
a joyful picture.
Some right. freelance play-by-play stuff every once in a while. You know, last year I did some Ivy League games and some other games.
What are you thinking right here?
NAI National Championship.
You know,
before,
that
right?
picture was taken doing? By, I believe, John Sleezer, but one of the photographers from the Kansas City Star.
Looks like you're being tickled.
Was it Kansas City Day?
Dude, I like that picture.
When I went down and he sent it to me, he's like, hey, I took a picture of you while you were doing the show. Because we did it. Remember when I did the show from the Star?
Can I make that picture my Twitter avatar?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Down at the Star, you did the show from the Star?
Yeah.
Kansas City Day?
Yeah.
Usually you're at Union Station. Right.
Yeah. I remember
but
that.
But the
one
year day. After they won the national title, the Kansas City Star was doing their special commemorative.
I do. And you got the posters. I still have my poster that you got.
And so, like, I did not know about this. And I'm there looking. You can't get mad at me. It was on your
phone. Yeah, no, I don't know why I put it on my Twitter.
And I'm looking at it and I go, well, what is this?
Yeah, it's nothing.
Can I join?
It's not interesting in any way.
Can I sign up for, like, a newsletter?
No.
Are we selling Arbonne?
What? Are you? Is this any kind? Are you?
What's Arbonne?
Are you
Arbonne? Airbonne?
What?
I don't know.
Are you?
It's
is
one of those.
No. Is this like? Can I buy like health products from you or anything? Or?
Yeah.
Is that what they call that? Direct multi-level marketing?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pyramid.
I've got candles.
Right.
Purses.
Can I buy
makeup?
Because here's the deal.
Any butt purse?
Energy
if I
drinks.
Go to NateBuchanan.com, what did you just say?
Don't worry about it.
If
inside joke.
If I go to NateBuchanan.com, I'd like to buy something.
I'm not selling anything.
I mean, is there PayPal? I mean, can I? What's
you
happening?
A Venmo
exactly.
guy?
PayPal? I mean, what do I get?
Are
I mean,
you a Venmo
can I sign
member?
Up?
There's no reason for anyone to go to that website.
Dude, the traffic that you just—I bet you get some
I'm
traffic.
Gonna get, this sucks. Like, hey, I'm going to get so many.
No, you know why? Because if you want it out there, man. There's nothing wrong
with
that.
Well, no, I don't know why it's on there.
Well, nor
maybe,
do I, but
you know what?
I was just
it might have got put on there when I tried to get the blue check mark, which I haven't gotten.
We're good.
I had to fill out
my
stuff.
Efforts are working.
Yeah, so I wonder if it put it on there, because you had to fill out all that stuff to get your blue check mark, and I think I put my website down as one of the references or whatever, so maybe that's why it's on there. I don't know.
I feel like the next step, the natural step for us is to JakePounders.com. What would that involve?
Should definitely be a JakePounders.com.
Now, you would sell things. Bone broth.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You make bone broth, and you yep. could buy batches from you and have it. Could you ship it, or did you have to deliver it? You'd deliver it.
I'd deliver it.
Right. If you're making a few extra bucks on the side, you'd deliver it, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm actually looking into possibly marketing my bone broth.
Would you deliver it hot, though? Ready?
No.
Oh, well,
no.
See,
cold.
I don't want it. And now let's move on. Let's hear from Bill Self. Any other comments on any other?
No.
Don't give me that look. I didn't go search for that. It was just there. Yeah. I said, you know what? I haven't heard about this. Let me click on this. I'm like, hey.
What do you think of the website?
I like it.
I need a check mark, too. I designed it myself.
Because I feel like people are thrown off by
it. Oh, there's nothing bad over
at
here.
Fake
I like it.
Jake Goody.
I just like clicking it. You know,
you can
say,
see
okay.
some television samples. You can see some radio samples. You can find out information about my charity foundation.
What? Why don't you want that?
It's all fine, man. It's all
fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I was just, when I was looking at that, I was a little startled. I go,
I was wondering what the hell you're talking about. You're like, you're trying to do something behind my back.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know this is a whole new thing. Let's hear from Bill Self. Do you want to play the why he left?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good answer.
Azubuikian.
It's a long answer.
Let's hear some more of why he left Azubuikian to miss those free throws.
Yeah, this one is all on me. Our kids fought hard, disappointing. I've always believed. I had an NBA guy tell me one time when I subbed a bad free throw shooter at Tulsa out, and he said, "So you just sent a message to one of your best players that he doesn't need to play in pressure situations." And so, the hindsight being what it is, I should have. I just thought the best thing. Doak's got to learn to make him under pressure. He's got to. He's going to be in that situation again, and he's got to. This one's all on me. The kids played hard. We played pretty tough. They did a lot of good things, I don't know when they started the Hack-a-Shack. What was the score? When were we up one? No, we're up four. We're up four, maybe when they started to hack. I don't think that's true, but I thought it was two or one or two. But 74-78 when they started to hack a Shaq, and you know, if he makes a free throw, then obviously it changes everything. But his strategy was perfect, and then we don't switch the fake ball screen late. You know, we've been switching it the whole game, and we just, for whatever reason, we didn't, and they got the uncontested look, and Manic made it. But we did a good job on Young, even though he got 26 on 9 shots. He was pretty good, especially in the second half. Got to the free throw line, and you know, we didn't get to the free throw line except when they fouled us intentionally there late. But I'm disappointed. I hurt for our guys because they tried so hard, and I screwed it up. I mean, I just thought that was a percentage play over a course of a season, and it certainly didn't work out tonight.
Let's move on and hear more from Bill Self. He was, that's a good question. He was asked if Azubuike wanted to be in or if he was asking out.
I asked him if he wanted to be in.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. I thought Devontae actually did a good job on him until there was a stretch in the second half where he got the ball downhill in transition where we weren't in strong help. And I think Devontae got tired, too. And he shot two or three layups, and then the biggest thing is they were in the bonus so early in the half, and you know, it takes away aggressiveness guarding too. So I you know, the kid played great. He got 26 on 9 shots. I mean, that's very impressive for a guard. And he was very under control and seemed to make the vast majority of the right plays for his team. But you know, we didn't do a bad job guarding.
To Jake's point about the lack of depth, who could they have used last night?
Billy Preston?
Yeah. I never really watched him play, but maybe he could have helped them by driving to the basket.
Man.
I'm sorry.
Yes!
I'm sorry.
Maybe he could have helped them dodge that loss last night.
that made me laugh. I'll shut up.
Thank you.
I apologize. You know what? Not a very good effort by me. Not good. So I'll be the first to admit it.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to reading my tweets about how nothing means anything.
Right. If you'd like to argue with
Nate, nothing
right
means
now,
anything?
Nothing means anything.
@Nate_BKD is arguing whether there's value in the NCAA tournament. So.
Nothing. Just remember, nothing means anything.
That kind of is blowing my mind.
Time is a flat circle.
That's right.
Whoa.
You know that, though.
Yeah, but time is also vertical.
We'll take a break now.
Time doesn't really exist.
That's right.
It's created by man.
It's all relative.
To control you.
We'll be right back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Gary Lezak already called in earlier today and performed Boomer Sooner Live in the 6 o'clock hour on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot.
So we banned him from the show.
And now replacing him is Jeff Penner. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good. I can sing On Wisconsin, but all I know is the first two words also. So
that's all Gary knows.
On Wisconsin, na 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 na.
Now hold on. Gary intimated that you were a Kansas fan. What's going on here?
Well, in the 80s, a huge Kansas fan. I was born in Kansas, born and raised here. Mm-hmm. So huge KU fan in 88. I taped the game, went nuts and all that stuff. Then I went to the University of Wisconsin, and I definitely became a bigger Wisconsin fan. Then my wife went to Mizzou. And I had a best friend from high school, went to Mizzou, and I had some crazy nights with him at Mizzou.
Oh, boy.
A couple of crazy nights at KU also with a couple other friends. But I now, huge Wisconsin fan, but I root for all the local colleges to do well and just good games. So, yes, last night was I rooting for KU a little bit, but I kind of, you know, I just wanted to see a really good game, and yeah, I was rooting for KU to try to pull it out. So,
be honest, you were rooting against Gary Lezak. That's exactly what you were doing last night.
A little bit.
Right. That's right.
Never been a huge fan of Oklahoma.
Never been a huge Lezak fan, so I was rooting against him last night.
Yeah, Lezak and I are best friends, but yeah, not a huge OU fan, but it was a good game, and so I was rooting for that, too. And if Mizzou ever can figure it out, I'll root for them, too. All the good local schools, but always on Wisconsin. But being a Wisconsin fan this year, I mean, they've had some great basketball seasons in the last 10 years, and this year is a complete disaster because they are, all their seniors graduated, they're kind of rebuilding. At least KU, they're, you know, always consistent. They're always in the running. Always has something exciting. Yeah, Wisconsin is just having a season. Not so good of a season, but it's okay. It's okay. They've done some great stuff. And the weather here at the end of January and early February can be extremely harsh. Not this time. Today, it's going to be in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, near 60. And then Royals Fan Fest is going to feel like spring on Friday and Saturday. I'll be out there Friday afternoon. It's always fun out there. It's going to be in the upper 50s. There's a slight chance of rain Friday night, but I doubt it. It's just going to be dry. And then the weekend looks good in the 50s. Our next chance of winter weather will be about a week from today, the very end of this month and early February. It's going to get wintry once again. So that is about it. And as far as the Super Bowl is concerned, I'm rooting for the Eagles because I like Doug Peterson. And if the Eagles win, it will show up the deficiencies of the Kansas City Chiefs. Nick Foles would win a Super Bowl with the Chiefs' former offensive coordinator. To me, you can't ask for anything more ridiculous than that, and here we sit. We can't even win a home playoff game. Pretty incredible. So, room for the Eagles, although I also respect the Patriots. That's incredible. Eight Super Bowls for Tom Brady. Enjoy the weather, and sunny today and 48 degrees. Have a great day. Here is Bob Hamilton.
Thanks, guys. Remember, one call does it all for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and router needs. Better call Bob, 888-4-B-O-B. Remember, 913, or bobhamilton.com.
Thank you very much to Jeff Penner. And if you witnessed any of the antics that he was involved in, either on the campus of Mizzou or KU, or if you have any photographs, send those emails, borderpatrol@810whb.com. Back after this on WHB.